Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Mickey Stanley. Batting second. The second baseman, Tony Taylor. Batting third. The first baseman, Al Kaline. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Willie Horton. Batting fifth. The catcher, Bill Freehan. Batting sixth. The DH, Frank Howard. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Dick Sharon. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Aurelio Rodriguez. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Ed Brinkman. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Mickey Lolick. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Johnny Jeter. Batting second. The right fielder, Pat Kelly. Batting third. The first baseman, Jerry Hairston. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bill Melton. Batting fifth. The DH, Carlos May. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Brian Downing. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Luis Alvarado. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bucky Dent. Batting ninth. The catcher, Ed Hairman. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Wilbur Wood. And now, play ball. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Jeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kaline scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kelly for the out. Two outs. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Taylor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick Sharon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharon hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Alvarado settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Alvarado settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0 for 1 in the game. Stanley hits a fly ball into center field. Jeter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent bunts towards the mound. Lolick fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Alvarado moves to second. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann bunts towards the mound. Lolick fields it and throws to first for the out. Alvarado moves to third. Dent moves to second. One out. Johnny Jeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeter is 0 for 1 in the game. Jeter hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Alvarado tags and scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, White Sox. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0 for 1 in the game. Kelly is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 1 in the game. Taylor takes first base on ball 4. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood fires over to first and Hairston drops the ball. That's an error on Hairston. Taylor goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's Tigers, 1, White Sox, 1. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 1 in the game. Kaline hits a fly ball into left field. Downing settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 1 in the game. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0 for 1 in the game. Freehan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is 0 for 1 in the game. Hairston strikes out. One out. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0 for 1 in the game. Melton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0 for 1 in the game. Howard hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kelly. Howard reaches second base with a double. Dick Sharon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharon is 0 for 1 in the game. Sharon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Howard moves to third. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0 for 1 in the game. Rodriguez is called out on strikes. One out. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Brinkman hits a line drive towards third. Melton catches it and throws to first to double up Sharon. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing is 0 for 1 in the game. Downing hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Alvarado hits a fly ball into right field. Sharon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Dent hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Downing moves to second. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0 for 0 in the game. Hermann hits a line drive into right field. Sharon picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Sharon. Downing scores. Dent goes all the way around to score. Hermann moves to second. It's 3-1, White Sox. Johnny Jeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeter is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Jeter hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Horton. Jeter reaches second base with a double. Hermann scores. It's 4-1, White Sox. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0 for 2 in the game. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kaline scoops it up and throws to first, with Lolick covering, for the out. Jeter moves to third. Two outs. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Jeter scores. It's 5-1. White Sox. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is 0 for 2 in the game. Hairston hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0 for 2 in the game. Melton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Tony Muser now playing first base. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0 for 2 in the game. Stanley hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Jeter. Stanley reaches second base with a double. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Taylor hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Stanley scores. It's 5-2, White Sox. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 2 in the game. Kaline hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 2 in the game. Horton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Taylor moves to second. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0 for 2 in the game. Freehan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6. With the score, the White Sox 5, and the Tigers 2. the White Sox will come to bat. Fred Sherman now pitching. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. May hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Downing hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Alvarado hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sherman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alvarado scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Sharon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sharon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0-for-2 in the game. Rodriguez hits a line drive towards first. Muser catches it and steps on first to double up Sharon. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Tigers 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Dent hits a fly ball into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hermann strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Jeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Jeter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Brinkman strikes out. One out. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Stanley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Taylor hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Stanley moves to second. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-3 in the game. Kaline hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Stanley scores. Taylor moves to second. It's 5-3, White Sox. Cy Acosta now pitching. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Horton hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Alvarado settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0-for-3 in the game. Freehan is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Tigers 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0-for-3 in the game. Kelly hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Muser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Muser hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0 for 3 in the game. Melton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Gates Brown pinch hits for Frank Howard. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown takes first base on ball 4. Jim Northrup pinch hits for Dick Sharon. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick McAuliffe pinch hits for Aurelio Rodriguez. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe hits a pop-up towards short. Dent settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Norm Cash pinch hits for Ed Brinkman. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's Tigers, 5, White Sox, 5. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Stanley hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kelly. Stanley reaches second base with a double. Steve Stone now pitching. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Taylor hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Stanley scores. It's 6-5, Tigers. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Kaline hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Tony Taylor now playing third base. Al Kaline now playing right field. Tom Verizer now playing shortstop. Jim Northrup now playing left field. De Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. May hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Downing hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Alvarado hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 6, and Chicago White Sox, 5. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.